Time for Morning Conversation. Cassie Johnson from the Lake Mills Chamber Development Corporation is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad. The weather's looking pretty good today.
Yeah, and you have a big event coming up on Sunday.
Yes, we have our fourth annual drive-through light display lighting ceremony tonight. Not tonight, I'm sorry. Sunday at 5:30. In the past, we've always done it on Saturday, but it seems like people are still traveling at that time, so we decided to try Sunday this year to see if people are home and want to come out and do the lighting ceremony with us. So
this is at the Leonard Felstead Sports Complex.
Correct.
Where's that at?
That is on the east side of town. So if you know where the Dollar General is, it's like a road south of there. That we do have an address on our Facebook page. So if you need directions to follow, that is updated on there.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a live broadcast here, too.
Yes, we're going to have a live broadcast with KOW out at the complex. And that is going to be from 5 to 6. And then we're also going to have some Christmas music playing.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Hot cocoa?
Yes, we're going to have free will donation hot cocoa at the entrance when you come in. So we'll have cups, but if you want to bring your own fun Christmas cup, or if you've got kids, you need something with a lid, feel free to bring that, and we will put the hot cocoa in there for you.
Christmas sippy cups.
Yes. Or you've got like a Grinch one or a fun Christmas cat one. I know my mom probably does.
And you've got a lot of businesses bringing displays too.
Yes, we have about 10 businesses that are doing displays. And I can list them here. WCTA, mm-hmm. Lake Mills Care Center, MBT Bank, Grow Electric, Lake Mills Physical Therapy, Norsky Pork, Single Set Hardware, Uptown Fitness and Yoga Studio, and then Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, who usually helps us out with decorating Santa's mailbox. Because we have a mailbox out there. So if you are bring your kids, have them write up a letter and drop it in the mailbox that's on the playground equipment just on the south side of the parking lot there. There's going to be parking roped off so you can quick jump out, go drop it off, and then get back into the line of the drive-through. So, and Santa does get those letters, so he will respond to them. So make sure you have your address on there, and then a list of what you're looking for Christmas.
And lights will be on continuously in December.
Yep, following the lighting ceremony, they'll be on every night, dusk till dawn. Some of them are on timer, so some might shut off before then. But you can see them any night, weather permitting, as long as it's not too windy and everything's tipped over or turned off or whatever. So weather permitting, they'll be on through New Year's Day.
Very good. So again, the fourth annual drive-through Christmas light display at Lake Mills, Leonard Felstead Sports Complex. Mm-hmm. Come on out Sunday, 5:30. It's a place to be.
Yes. And if you can't be there Sunday, we are doing a Christmas car light cruise on December 10th. Hmm. And the Winnebago 4-H Loganeers are going to be out there collecting food bank donations. So if you want to see it another night, I mean, you can come any night. You can come every night if you want. But if there's another big night you want to hit, make it December 10th, Saturday, December 10th.
Put those days on your calendar, folks. November 27th, December 10th, and all the days in between. Cassie, thank you.
Thank you.
Cassie Johnson, Lake Mills Chamber Development, our guest on KOW Morning Conversation.